Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and you're very welcome along to this week's episode of County Championship Weekly. Luke Liddy here with you from the Live 95 Sports team to touch on the talking points and results from this week's action. We'll be focusing mainly on football for this episode. It has been on hurling up until now, but we do have a bit of hurling as well to come with. Of course, the Premier Under 21 hurling semi-finals decided on Wednesday at the LIT Gaelic Grounds. There was a couple of finals thrown in there as well from a hurling point of view, so we'll touch on that in just a little while. Of course, a major talking point this week has been about COVID-19 and positive cases cropping up in local clubs. Cloughon, they were the first to confirm that they're temporarily ceasing activity following one of their players testing positive. The club have stated that entry to the club grounds is strictly prohibited and they're awaiting clarification regarding upcoming fixtures as well. Their intermediate football opener with Mount Collins scheduled for the weekend was postponed as a result, but it has now been penciled in for Tuesday the 25th of August. Whether that will go ahead, we'll have to wait and see. Ahan, they followed suit by suspending club activity. However, they haven't confirmed a positive case at the club, but seem to be taking precautions, having played Cloughon in a junior hurling tie last Sunday week. As a result, their Junior A Football Championship meeting with Cracora was postponed. While on Saturday, Limerick GAA confirmed that St Patrick's intermediate football affair with Gerald Griffins, that was going to be deferred. That raised a couple of eyebrows, and St Patrick's have since come out and confirmed that they now have a positive case associated with one of their adult players. The game against Gerald Griffins has not yet been rescheduled. St Patrick's are liaising at the moment with the HSC and taking all the necessary steps to safeguarding themselves going forward, but activity halted there for the time being. We'll have to wait and see how the situation unfolds in the coming days and weeks and see what way the championship plays out. But as it stands, there was football action this weekend and there are fixtures scheduled for next weekend as well to look forward to in the local championship. On the field this past weekend, all the usual suspects got off to winning starts in the County Senior Football Championship. We'll get into that in just a little moment with all your results from those games. But there was one upset that was on the cards in Kilmallock, where a dogged Galbally side, they took on last year's beaten semi-finalist St Kieran's. That was in Group 3. Don O'Sullivan and former Limerick captain Tommy Stack, they called the action on Live 95 on Sunday evening.
Trying to break through that on the far side is Jamie Morrissey. Hand pass inside towards Sheehan as well. Coming across inside the 14. Sheehan still going strong. How is he still handling? Got his foot in. Oh, it's got in off the right inside of the goalkeeper and into the net. A goal for Kieran Sheehan. I just mentioned how well he's doing. And out of nothing, he gets the goal. 1-1 to a goal.
He was right under our noses here a moment ago. He ends up corner forward on the far side as well. So in the last two plays, he must have covered, 100, 150 metres.
Dinks it in towards the only Galbally man inside. He's right, he has this, Jamie Morrissey. Morrissey bearing down on goal. Can he get his foot away from the ball? He can. Referee says it's a free in. Has he got the hands out for a penalty? He should, because it was a rectangle. He does. What drama as we tick into half time.
They're definitely make it very, very difficult for St. Kieran's. They're using their physical advantage, they're using their athletic advantage to really good effect. And let's see how Mike Donovan gets on with the penalty.
Mike Donovan up against Ray Noonan. We're right over the Galbally bench, so just have a little ear to the radio and you'll figure out whether he scores it or not. And there you go, there's a round of applause. 2-4 to 2 points as we come up on 32 minutes. What a first half of football from Galbally. They did not start the brightest.
They did not. This is a gap now. What are we, 8 points ahead? I mean, look at it, St. Kieran's have got 2 points. And they're 8 points ahead now. That's a fair uphill task in the second half. There's going to be some stern words at halftime for sure. They'll have to get their kick out sorted as well, because they're not getting enough joy out the side of the field. Our boy halfback is definitely playing all the marks, Kieran Sheehan as well. They're keeping it away from him.
Everything calms down once more. It's almost weird. The silence falls over the ground once the referee blows the whistle. And it should be a handy free here. So 2-6 is 12. 8 points to Kieran's. This could make it 9. Serious territory now with 14.
It's really exciting, to be honest. I'm having a great time watching this here. You'd have to say that St. Kieran's have really, they've really upped it as regards their skills, their decision making, just their overall gameplay here. And it's, their motivation. They're like, you can see on the field, they're the ones that are making the showing. They're the ones that are organising out there. Even if you look at the kick out straight in front of us, well, they have all the targets taken. The interesting thing though is with the extra man at the back, can Galbally get that kick pass away for a proper kick out, for an effective kick out?
2-6 to 9, that's 12 to 9 points. 21 minutes gone. Kieran Sheehan, who's now so far advanced and so relaxed, he decides to turn around and pass the ball back towards Michael Donovan. Has kicked this one.
If this goes over,
it's some score. It's not. What a kick of a ball.
I have seen him kick those before. I don't think it's a good decision, though. You're giving the ball back again. They can definitely slow that down and take another 30 seconds, 1 minute out of it, and definitely get a better shooting opposition. Because if we look, St. Kieran's are not pulling the masses back. They can't afford to. They need to have men up the field.
Sheehan tries to dance his way past one, pass another Sheehan. It would be apt that Sheehan would relieve the pressure. Such has been his performance. And it's 2-7, as you say, to 11. And Galbally might just have enough done at that stage.
If I was to compare him to like a sport, I'd be like a slalom skier or something like that. He's very, very elusive, and he kind of, he's got pace, he's got it all. He really is the man of the match here today.
Absolutely man of the match by a country mile. Jack O'Malan on the far side there in towards Kieran Hickey. Hickey hand pass off now towards Quinlan. Quinlan gets the jersey pulled as Kieran's looking to give a free to try and get the ball back, almost like a personal foul out now towards Michael Donovan. Donovan playing, wearing number 5, heading up towards the 21 yard line. The referee puts his whistle to his mouth and it's 2-7 to Galbally, 11 points to St. Kieran's. A shock, it has to be said, here in Kilmallock, but Galbally full value for it. 13 points to 11, some game of football.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming, to be honest. And you have to give huge credit to the Galbally backroom team. The organisation they had going onto the field from the very first minute was fantastic. They did not give St. Kieran's an easy way through in any way when it came to their forward line. Very, very good defensive display. And, they still got their goals. They got their scores as well. How many scores was it? 9 scores to 11 overall. But they got the 2 goals that were very, very important. Kieran Sheehan got the first of them. Certainly was man of the match. Been so impressed by him. He's a bit light, you know, but he certainly is very elusive, and he contributed to what was an excellent performance overall. Others that played very well for them. I thought James Cummings had a fantastic game. And Mike Donovan played well. He wouldn't have been all out today, but we looked in at the likes of Jerry Quinlan and how good he is on the ball and how much they wanted to get him on the ball. Gary McCarthy, just in bits and pieces, getting on the ball constantly, being a threat as well. And John Kearns, I mean, the defensive number 2 to number 7 as well, absolutely fantastic, backed each other up all day long. Quality overall team performance. They'll be so proud they're going to go back, and they're really going to enjoy that one.
Yeah, what a win for Galway. Promoted 2 seasons ago, survived last season, and on their way to a possible quarter final following that win. St Kieran's, well, they'll have to do it all again this weekend against Moon Lane, where it's really win or bust, isn't it? Don also caught up to Tommy about some of the results at the weekend and how the championship is shaping up. Take a listen.
Just before I leave you go, Tommy, let's get your thoughts on, I suppose, the first weekend, just to give you an update. It's all over in Hospital Wirral, full value for their victory, 115-10 win over Galtigale. So we've seen Newcastle West win, we've seen Adair win, this is an unexpected one, and we've seen Ulla win. So, you know, from the opening weekend, bar this one, it kind of went the way we would expect.
Yeah.
The big guns were still the big guns.
Yeah, I would say the two teams that won last night will be the two teams that most people will be looking towards. And I would make Newcastle West, I would make them, you know, solid favourites for the county championship this year. They just have such strength in numbers. And, you know, they've had such success at minor and at 20s, 21 level the last few years as well. They have floods of lads coming through, and they should be the team to beat this year. But because of the nature of the year, of the championship this year, because it is kind of start-stop, and because there's not as many games as usual, one loss can be the end of your year as well. So, fascinating stuff. And I mean, Adair, we can't rule them out as well. I think they're quite innovative in how they're looking at their team as well this year, and they put up quite a big score against them. Pearcy could be a tough team to play against too. So who's going to rule out Galway? You know, it was quite a few years since Galway have been in a senior final. I think it was all the way back to 1997-98. I was playing for UL at the time, came on for the last 5 minutes and came off with a few bruises, but there you go.
Yeah, just on that, you're talking about the year that's in it. Adair, you know, have been there or thereabouts last number of years, obviously multiple county champions. Newcastle West, the perennial contenders. You know, Doune, a couple of teams in that mix I've already mentioned have fished a fry in the hurling championship as well. Galway likewise, you know, no one really knows, and it's as you said, like, Galway now have a weekend off, they can look and sit back, and they've won one, and it's huge for them. I mean, momentum is going to be massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I like how you mentioned the hurling there as well, because there's so many dual players on all these panels as well. You know, you've got that 3-week block, and who's to say how injuries might have affected what's going on these 3 weeks as well. And in many ways, the hurling probably got the best of it with the first 3 weeks, because they had such a run into it as well. You know, I hope everybody stays fit. There was a couple of injuries there tonight as well, and a couple of red cards are going to have a big impact for St Kieran's as well. But I really enjoyed tonight, and I hope the championship continues in such a positive light as well. You'd have to say, quality game. Well done to both sides. Well done to Galway in particular.
Yeah, Tommy Stack speaking to Don O'Sullivan there. Tommy Stack, former Limerick football captain, they would have mentioned. Obviously, champions Newcastle West, they got the defence of their title off to a winning start with a sizeable 12 points victory over Drumcolliher Broadford on Saturday evening. 2-12-1-3, the game finished up in McNeville Park. Owen Hurley helping himself to a brace of goals for Mike Quilligan's men. Quilligan was obviously delighted to get up and running with 2 points, as he told Sporting Limerick after the game.
You really don't know where you are, so we're delighted to get any kind of win. Bit nervous in the first 10 minutes, I'd say. Ball handling was bad enough. I know it was a greasy night, but I thought their ball handling earlier on was better than ours, to be fair. A few uncharacteristic errors. We settled in, and we were lucky enough to get a very fortunate first goal. Very fortunate, and probably gave us the platform to build on. But you know, just got the win, and that's about the score doesn't justify it at all. That was a tighter game than that. They were unlucky. They missed a lot of handy scores, and we got a few handy scores. And I think that's about a true reflection of the game. Yeah. It does. And we want it. I'd say we could do with it, because the game was great now tonight, but it gives you that bit of a recovery, and it gives you a chance to work on a few things, and basically to show you where you are, as opposed to where you thought you were, because in challenge games, I'd say fellas thought we were flying, but it showed there tonight. I can assure you, Drum put it well up to us, and we got the lucky breaks on the night, and we got our scores. Could have been a different story if they got a one or two breaks. So we could do it to 2 weeks, and hopefully we'll improve a bit. We have extremely strong competition for places and panels. We didn't make a big deal about, we won't be crying about missing players. I won't lie to you, we had over 10 injuries tonight. We'll make no excuses about that. We have strength in depth. When you have a bit of strength and depth, you can't be coming out saying we're missing this one or missing that one. We may not have a lot of top players, but I think we have a good balance of players. And if whoever was injured, any lad that came in, realistically speaking, isn't going to make us any better or worse. The lads we're missing tonight, when they come in, we'll not be a better team. We're just lucky to have the lads to come in and fill in the gaps. But if there was another manager in, they'd probably be a different fight starting. I believe that's our strength in our squad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Mike Quilligan there, Newcastle West, with a week off now and one foot in the knockout stages. Drum, they'll meet Ballysteen this weekend with their championship lives hanging in the balance. While 2018 winners Adair, they were also in action on Saturday. They saw off Napiershig 3-14-1-4 as they laid down their intent for this year's senior championship. Harry Gleeson's men coming into the campaign having been dethroned by Newcastle West last season after back-to-back title successes. Mark Connolly, he set Adair on their way with an early goal, with Shane Costello also netting in the first half. Shane O'Connor got in on the goal scoring in the second half as the men in red marched on to a comfortable victory. Napiershig, they look to pick themselves up ahead of their round two encounter with Fothercases this weekend. Meanwhile, last year's beaten finalists Oola, they also got their campaign off to a flyer with a 115-11 points victory over Galtee Gales. There was no time for sentimentality, was there, with Galtee suffering defeat on their long-awaited return to the top tier of local football. But standards are cutthroat up in county senior football in Limerick, and Galtee Gales were testament to that at the weekend. They'll have to dust themselves off going forward. Tom Clancy spoke to Oola manager Kim Downey after the win.
I think everybody's going to start slow. Now, I know Celtic Gales hit the ground running, but you're expecting that after a bounce, after winning the county, intermediate county championship this year, and they were probably bullying to pick this game out as a one they could win. Our lads, we haven't much done. As I said, we're down 11 members from the panel of last year, so we had to try and blend in a couple of minor under 21 pairs this year. So no, really happy after after the first 10-15 minutes. Galtee Gales, a lot of the ball played, a lot of hard work done, and we were still a pint, I think, just down at that stage. So I was very happy after 10 minutes.
Yeah, the start of the second half really swung the game in your favour. I think 1-3 on the trot without Galtee Gales really threatening your goal. Did you change anything at half time, or how did that come about?
No, as we said, we grew into the game after 15-20 minutes in the first half. So we just, when we got the lads back in, we said, hit the reset button, start again, go at it again. And we just came out and, as you said, got 1-3 without reply. You just really hit the ground, and I think that's what really swung the game in our favour, was that 1-3 just at the start.
Yeah, the county final last year, obviously a disappointing for everyone involved. I think five of those players who started that final unavailable to you for whatever reason, whether it be injury or other reasons. You know, it's very important that you're blending in new players, because it's just the nature of it this year that, you know, you gotta use as many players as you can in such a short space of time.
It is. You have five from the starting county final. You have another six from the panel that are gone as well. So that's 11. We came in with three injuries tonight. Now, we're not making excuses, but we're a small club. No, same as Galtee Gales. You can't afford to miss them players, and especially All Ireland winners as well, which is huge. It is. You have to blood the players. You need to blood younger players, and they can get all the league games and challenge games they want, but once they come out and you get the first slap of a senior championship game in Limerick, that's when you find out what their metal is made of.
Yeah, well worked goal from your point of view. They probably just pushed you away enough. Speaker O'Grady, sorry, we'll finish to that for a finish. But well worked goal, Jack Downey involved, lovely ball inside and then recycled and finished very, very well. So your team more than capable of getting goals. You've got the most, I think, last year in the championship. That's something that you're always looking to work on and always looking to get.
No, it's not, to be honest. It just happened that we got 19 goals last year. I think Richie got an awful lot of them. We don't have him this year. He's a phenomenal hurler. He's not a bad footballer either. So the lads had to step up, like, you know. I think he faked a cornerback, galloped forward and got a goal, like. But then the next day he galloped forward and put one wide. But we don't give out. You know, if he had missed it, so what? He missed it wide. There was no roaring done at him about the wide. You know, so we've given license to these players that want to put the Oola jersey on to go out and do the best that you can do, and that's all we ask, is the best that you can do for Ulla.
You get a break now because of obviously the fact that you win Gaelta Gaels and Ballylanders next week. You're going to be playing Ballylanders the week after.
Yeah.
We've seen in the hurling that the break did seem to suit teams probably heading into the third round. What way do you look at that, though? I know players have a lot of miles in the clock in the last few weeks, whether between hurling and different things, and obviously challenge games. Is the break welcomed?
I suppose it is for our side, because we're not a dual club, so we're pulling hurlers and footballers together, and you only get them for such a short time to have them that you can only work on certain things with them. So it's nice for them lads to get a break as well, you know, take a week off now, I think, and just relax, recover the bodies, have a nice bet or something like that. And it's nice to give them boys a break, because they need it as well. Like, the lads playing under 21 hurling final on Wednesday night as well, and they're training with Doon senior hurling quarterfinals, and hopefully we have a quarterfinal as well to play for. So yeah, it's the break can be nice, but it also can be damaging. Like the 15 minute break there after the second one, we kind of stepped back and defended a bit more than we should have, I thought, and so the breaks in between can go against you as well, like, you know.
Yeah, finally, I just ask you, I suppose, about your own supporters. Obviously the capacity limited to 200, which includes obviously yourself, even myself. It's disappointing. You had a very, very vocal, I suppose, support last season. It's very disappointing in a lot of ways. It's obviously for the right reasons, but it's disappointing that a lot of them can't get to see the game.
It is, and like I've heard every other manager saying that this place and that place can hold crowds. They can, like another 50 or 60 people in here wouldn't have made much of a difference. I know social distancing, but people want to see the games. You know, they want to get out and see, and it's just trying to get back to some normality as well. I know the country is in some parts of the country in lockdown as well, but we need to get back to normality. We're going to have to live with this for a while longer, so it's just getting back to normality. The support from Ulla is always good. Last year it got stronger as we went on and hopefully they can get behind us again and we have a good old run in this championship as well.
Yeah, Kem Downey there, delighted with his side's win over Gaelta Gaels. And he was talking as well about attendance restrictions at GAA grounds, still very firmly set at 200 as it stands. And the way that things are going with COVID cases within clubs and spikes in cases, it doesn't look like that 200 cap will be lifted. If anything, it could go down in the coming weeks. We'll have to wait and see if we're going to have any sport or if we'll have some sort of a local lockdown. We'll have to wait and see and heed government advice. While in the Intermediate Football Championship, I mentioned there were two games postponed due to COVID concerns, but there were two games down for decision. St. Sennans, they lead the way in Group 3 following a 2-17-10 points win over Glyn Ballyhall as they look to forge their way back into the senior ranks for next season. Glyn Ballyhall will meet Brough in round 2, while Mungret St. Paul's netted 4 times to see off Monaleen. That game ended 4-9-5 points in favour of Mungret St. Paul's. Monaleen, they'll hope for a better performance in round 2, where they meet Kildymo Palace Kenry. Elsewhere, there was action, of course, in the Junior A Football Championship as well. That got underway in Group 1. Croom and Fodor Casey's played out at 12 points to 1-9 draw, while in Group 2, Bally Brown had a 1-7-8 points win over Kappa Monaghan. They saw off Cappamore 2-14-1-9. Monaghan top of the pile in the group with Bally Brown in second place. In Group 3, Kiltealy Drumkeen, they lead the way following a 6-16-5 points win over Drumcullagher Broadford, while in Group 4, it's Athay who are top of the pile, level on points with Newcastle West, but ahead on scoring difference. Newcastle West had a 2-20-1-2 win over Hospital Herbertstown, while Athay, they saw off Brewery 3-20-1-2 at the Bog Garden. Some scoring there from an Athay point of view. While I mentioned there was hurling action as well, of course, the Premier Under 21 Hurling Championship reached the semi-final stages mid-week, and Patrick's Well, they got off to they secured a 21-16 victory, a narrow victory over Mungret St. Paul's to book their place in the decider, and it's Doon who they'll be taking on in that final. 3-18-13 points winners the East Limerick men were over Gary Spillane in their semi-final, while Adair scored a famous championship victory in the Under-21A Hurling Championship final at McNeville Park. They saw off Brough 125-116, a great win from Adair, while Cushley Gaels, they had a 118-9 points win over Ballybrick and Bohermore Fedimore. That was in the final of the Under-21B Hurling Championship. So congratulations to all the winners there. County Premier Minor Hurling Championship action as well took place on Friday, where Napiershig had a 117-115 win over Newcastle West, and Monaleen, they saw off a Dare 421-7. That was in Group 1. Monaleen lead the way on 4 points. Napiershig in 2nd place on 3 points. A Dare are in 3rd on 1 point, with Newcastle West, the basement side, with no points so far. In Group 2, Ballybrown lead the way in the table, with Mungert St. Paul's in 2nd, a point adrift. Ballybrown had a 118-17 win over Doon. That was in Doon, while Mungert St. Paul's, they had a 521-19 victory over Patrick's Well. That's it for this week's episode. We'll have plenty more action and reaction in next week's instalment, with the Football Championship continuing, and there are some crucial second round ties down for decision. Of course, the teams that lost in round one really clinging on to their championship lives. So looking forward to the action this weekend, and looking forward to chatting to you next Monday. Until then, we'll talk to you again.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.